Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, tea sippers. I hope you guys are doing good. So I have some more updated tea for you guys on the whole Sky Jackson and Jewel Smith situation, honey. You know Jewel Smith, a.k.a. Beyonce's nephew, a.k.a. Solange's son. So what's going down is this. So all of this drama with Sky and Jewels has been going on for like the past 48 hours. And a lot of it started initially Sky had took to Twitter on the 14th. And she says the negative energy you put out is the same energy that you put into yourself. So a lot of people didn't really know who she was talking to, but people are assuming that she may have been subtweeting Jewels because she was getting word that this video and these chat messages were getting ready to leak out. So that might have been her, you know, low-key talking to him, like, don't do it because you're going to get a bunch of negative energy back. So anyways, if you guys don't know, what went down fully is this. So at some point in time, Sky and Jewels were dating. Jewels was 15 at the time, Sky was 17. And so basically it seems like, you know, Sky played him. Like she cheated on him and broke his little heart. And so he's venting to his friends. He's like in a private chat group. It's him and his friends that he knows. And so he's venting to them. So this is what the chat's saying. I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys what was said in this private group. So basically, Jewels says, I fucked her good and got her addicted. Then I left her. It's complicated. And then somebody says, you had sex with Sky? Isn't she 2 years older than you? Jewel says, nigga, age don't matter. Then he says, it does to me. And then somebody else says, I don't read. Y'all text way too fast. It's hard. We built different. Then another kid says, but I, wow. Then somebody else says, why would she talking about throw Libra men away if she's the one who cheated first? And then Jewels comes and he says, because I made sure to ruin her life. And then he says, she cheated off, I left OFC. Then somebody else says, Sky cheated. And then another person says, she cheated. Then somebody else says, to be honest, I really can't say I'm surprised with that. Then another person says, I'm sorry, but he had sex with Sky. And then Jewel says, she cheated. And yeah, who are all these damn people in this damn private group, Jewels? Come on. There's about 8 different personalities. There's about 8 different people in here, girls and boys. Jewels is over here spilling his guts to his so-called friends, and they're being messy. Then on top of that, he then goes to his Instagram, and he asks people to ask him a question. And so somebody says, are you and Sky friends? And Jewel replies back, and he says, fuck no. So when he says that on his Instagram stories, that caused a lot of outrage on social media. People were in their feelings. So then one of the friends in that private chat starts copping, please. And they're saying, oh, my effing God, at Jewel Smith. I swear I haven't posted these chats. Somebody else is saying, hell no, at Solange, at Beyonce. Y'all need to beat Jewel's ass out here talking reckless about Sky. Another person says, Jewels is Beyonce's nephew, Solange's son, apparently leaked an explicit video of Sky when he was 15 and she was 17. Another person says, I feel bad for Sky. That boy can't keep nothing on the low. Like, how you Beyonce's nephew and can't keep your mouth shut and stop sharing that video? So again, this has caused a lot of drama online. And I did see the video, it was on Twitter, and you know, they're not having full blown sex. He's like, you know, touching on her or whatever and telling her to shut up. It's like literally a 5-second video. But my thing is this, let's keep this real. These are young people. And if they were not Jewels and they weren't Sky Jackson, nobody would give two shits about this story. Both of these people are about between 2 to 3 years apart. Let's not act like Sky is 35 years old and he's 15. Also, let's not act like this is not what young people do every day. Let's also not forget that, you know, Jewels' own parents, remember Solange and Daniel, they were teen parents. Solange, you know, was sleeping with Daniel at 16 and got pregnant and had, you know, Jewels at 17.
So Solange, my sister, she was there and she was actually, her baby was due.
It was due that day.
She just looked so cute. We were like, please, please come and be there. She's like, no. But she did it. And when we say no to carry big things, we rubbed her belly. That's my favorite part of the video.
And she looked so beautiful. Solange had this glow the whole time she was pregnant, so we wanted to see that on camera.
So they're not doing anything different than what a lot of y'allselves are doing or have done, you know, but were they both messed up? And I say both. One, Jules should not have been running his mouth about his personal business in this chat, because unfortunately, even if you think that certain people are your friends, when it comes to this whole clout chasing culture and social media, you will find out quickly that a lot of people are not your friends, and they're always looking, you know, for a way to expose and gain clout off of a situation, gain followers. And it seems like this is what happened, that these people that he so-called trusted took all of this publicly when they shouldn't have. So they were dead wrong for that. But Jules was also wrong for running his mouth to all these people. And then he was wrong for, you know, taking it to Instagram. And when people asked him about Sky, he was saying that, you know, they were not friends and fuck no and all that other stuff. You know, he was kind of being a tad bit disrespectful with that. Now, as far as Sky, to me, I've been telling y'all from day one, I don't think she's innocent. She's been involved in too much shit concerning other boys in the industry, other young men in the industry, you know, other females coming at her for her, you know, trying to put on this Disney persona. But behind the scenes, she tries other people's boyfriends and things like that. She got into it really bad with Bad Baby. She got into it with another rapper's baby's mother. And talk about sucking her baby daddy peen and all this extra shit. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys this foolishness that is the baby's mama. Go ahead and check this out. She takes to the gram and she says, Sky Jackson, little young ass thot, keep playing with me about my baby daddy at little kid. She know my boyfriend has a whole family and still makes it her business to contact him, calling him daddy, trying to tell him her pussy belongs to him in April. They can go public because she'll be 18. After I spoken with her, she claims she had a boyfriend, but keeps coming for mine, but acts like a Disney sweetheart. I'm pretty sure Disney wouldn't be fond. I think you forgot the D, sis, okay? Tell her to find something safe to do. She's playing with fire now. Then she proceeds to show the DMs between her and Sky Jackson.
You sneaky. You're weird about it. You're dead ass going and fuck. You're dead ass going and waiting to like the thing is, you ain't never liked this man picture a day in your life. And before y'all start thinking I'm tripping about young boy, it ain't even about young boy, because I don't care about what that man do. I don't care about what he got going on. That was old when she did that. That was the first person she did that with. But now she thinks she want to play. Bitch, I...
So... You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I've never looked at her as her being innocent just because she's a Disney kid and all that stuff. And she's 18. Like, let's stop with this whole because she looks like she's 12. She couldn't possibly be out here having sex. Like, she's 18, you know. But I think where Sky messed up is that she allowed herself to be videotaped. Sky, you have a lot to lose. So for future reference, you need to learn from this. If you are going to sleep with somebody, you can't trust any and everybody. If you couldn't trust Beyonce's damn nephew, you probably won't be able to trust the next dude. Do what you want to do, but keep the shit off camera. Don't allow yourself to be filmed. He didn't sneak and film her. She knew she was being filmed. She was well aware of the camera. So it wasn't like he was doing anything devious. They were both allowing themselves to be filmed. And the thing is, when you have things to lose, when you have a career, and especially when you have a Disney image, you may not want to have your coochie padded on camera. Okay? You may not want to do that because it doesn't go with the Disney imagery. So she needs to watch out for that. So like I said, this entire situation is interesting. A lot of people are weighing in. A lot of folks have things to say. But at the end of the day, these are young people. Jules is still a kid. And this is what children do. And most of the people who are talking shit or judging, you know, who has so much to say, they've done this and worse. So I don't have any judgment for them. I just feel like they just need to do better. You know, they've broken up, go your separate ways. And Jules, learn to keep your mouth shut. A real gentleman does not kiss and tell. A real gentleman does not share clips with their friends to prove that they smashed somebody. I think that, you know, kids make mistakes, but this should be your last mistake of the sort. If your auntie's not going to tell you that and your mama's not going to tell you that, you're going to get it from auntie. I'm going to tell you that. This shouldn't happen again. Your family is too well known. Your aunt done put in too much work in the industry for you to come up and fuck up their good name. Okay, we're not going to have that. The beehive will turn on you quick if you keep playing. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts on this entire situation. I know a lot of people are saying that this is considered revenge porn. I don't know if this falls under that because they're not having sex And he didn't leak it. He was sending it to his friends or who he thought were his friends. And his friends leaked it. So if there are any cases to, you know, as far as being able to sue or press charges, it'd probably be against the friend who leaked it. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of this, but I don't see this ruining either one of them. I just look at this as some, you know, childish shit. That's it. That's all. So let me know your thoughts on everything. What do you guys think about this situation? Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed or if you got unsubscribed by YouTube, honey. Also, don't forget to like the video, share the video, and last but not least, make sure you hit that notification bell so that way you can be down with the notification squad. I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.